I have to start by saying this is one of my favorite interviews I will ever do because this lovely lady is my niece, who I am so proud of, Nadina Hassan, an actress based out of New York now, but from Ann Arbor. And Nadina, you grew up in Ann Arbor. You came home to Michigan to perform a leading role as Regina in Mean Girls at the Fisher Theater a few years ago. What did that feel like to you?
That felt like the coolest homecoming I could ever imagine. It was really, really special to have not only just my family come, but all of the community that supported me growing up doing theater and learning how to do this very skill that I was coming back to do on this big stage in front of everyone. I felt like I got to share something with everyone that felt also like a piece of everybody else got a hand in what I was doing. So that was very special.
It was special for us too in the audience. I was very, very impressed and proud of you, I must say, at that time. And now still.
Thanks.
You're Egyptian and Colombian, and you're in New York City based now, and you've traveled this country performing. And there's something about coming home, obviously. And when you were home, did you ever think, like when you were in school and high school doing all that, this is what you would be doing?
Definitely, especially in high school. I think it was middle school when I started thinking, oh, I don't, there's nothing else I want to be doing for my career. And I started doing voice lessons as, I think it was early middle school, maybe late elementary school. But it was just because my sister, my sister was doing voice lessons and I just wanted to do the activities she did. Mm-hmm. So I started taking voice lessons as well and started doing musicals. And I just kind of never stopped. I loved the community aspect of everything and being able to share different stories and have different fun experiences depending on the show that I was doing. I just sort of never stopped doing it and had incredible mentors in a high school that sort of guided my path to college in New York. And yeah.
I want to tell the audience that I named myself the ultimate Nadina groupie because when she was in high school performing these plays, I went to almost everyone. I knew you were spectacular. But when do you think your mom and dad first knew you were going to make it? Like, was there a moment or performance, a phone call, something when they looked at each other and said, she is really doing this?
That's funny you say that. There is a show that they say that they looked at each other and thought, oh, she's pretty good. And mm-hmm. It was in eighth grade, I was in a production of It's a Wonderful Life, the musical, which I believe is only licensed for young schools to be able to do because it's not a musical, as we all know, in the movie. And I played George Bailey's mother, and I had a big song about my son, me in eighth grade. And they said that they thought that I was pretty good there and just continued to foster and never, never stopped supporting my dreams and passions and pushed me to expand beyond the limits of what I even thought was possible. So they always, always, always supported me and continue to this day.
Yes, they are amazing. Well, they're after amazing. You graduated from Baldwin Wallace University with a degree in music theater, you landed what became a landmark role. It was starring as Regina George in the first national tour of Tina Fey's Mean Girls, the musical. And you became the first woman of color even to star in that role full time. So what did that mean to you, not just professionally, but also personally?
That felt like such an iconic moment for myself, but also just for kind of the landscape of theater. I was so, so honored that they would take something that's such well-known IP, especially the character in particular, and sort of reimagine what the standards of what she represented could be, because that character, Regina George, means so much to so many people across many generations even, and she represents a lot of things for people, and they totally just kind of reimagined what the face of the plastics could look like, and it was so special for me to be able to share that across the country especially and inspire young brown girls as well to expand their views on beauty standards or strength or power, whatever it may be that Regina George meant to them. And then I ultimately got to share that experience with the characters of Gretchen and Karen, who also were women of color as well. And the three of us got to share that with the country for about a year, which was so, so cool.
And did you have to work through anything internally or externally? Because it was prototypically a blonde bombshell, as you said.
Yeah, totally. I mean, even going into the role, I had preconceived notions of who she should be. So, yeah, I definitely had my thoughts on who she is. And it was just sort of one step at a time and reinventing her. That, even as I was doing the role, took time and, you know, depending on the show, even changed how I felt about what I was doing and how I felt about who she was and who she could be. And that took a lot of time. Yeah.
I know. Then came We Live in Cairo, your off-Broadway debut at the historic New York Theater Workshop. You starred as Layla in the New York City premiere. That's a very different kind of role and a very different kind of story. How did that experience shape you as an artist?
That was one of the most life-changing experiences I've had artistically. Growing up, I never even knew it was possible to marry my professional work with my culture and my background. I didn't even know that was a possibility. I always thought that those would be totally separate and I would be able to share my work with my family and all those things and infuse my own culture into whatever role I was doing. And this show came into my lap and was the perfect marriage of those things. And I was able to go, I was lucky enough to go with my family to Egypt the summer before I started that production and talk with my family about their experience in the revolution back then and then infuse that in my performance. It was completely life-changing. I'm so eternally grateful for that experience. And it still is just the gift that keeps on giving. And I'm always seeking opportunities that are able to marry those things for me.
Well,
yeah.
Amazing. The last question for you, if you could say in one sentence, what is next for you? What do you want next?
Next, I would love to do some more on-camera work, some more film and television work. Yeah.
Oh, very cool. Well, we are going to be following you. I'm going to stay your groupie forever. Thank you so much, Dina. Nadina,
thanks,
I love you.
Sonia. I love you, too. Thank you for having me.
We will be right back. This is Dr. Sonia Hassan in for Paul W. Smith on Focus 760 WJR.